Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
All right, Whitney is on with us. Whitney needs to be on the voice disguiser. Bert, I kid you not, we get multiple calls every hour. What is going on with the town?
Yeah, this thing got intriguing pretty quickly.
And it started like 2 weeks ago, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It started when Whitney called us and said that there's a guy kind of pulling up behind her townhome. And she lives in a community with a bunch of houses, obviously. He pulls up near her townhome and then walks down to a different townhouse and spends 5 minutes there and then leaves. He does this at the same exact time every single day, Monday through Friday. And she had no idea why. So she called us for the segment that we do that's called I'm Just Curious. She wants to know if we could do some research. And people, I mean, the people had theories. The theories are flying. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a drug dealer and that's where he drops off his drugs. Oh, mm-hmm. He's visiting his mistress. Oh, he's just a man and he's very regular. So he uses that bathroom every day.
Taking like, care of a cat.
Yeah, right. And everything, like feeding the pets, doing this, doing that. So we had a million theories, but we couldn't. I mean, the only thing we really could do is confront the guy, which Frankie from our promotions department did, and we thank you for that, Frankie.
Thank you. Sure, no problem.
And from that, basically all he got out of it was that the guy said the house wasn't for sale, right?
So you actually talked to the dude, yeah. And he initially says...
He said that he did live in the neighborhood and that the he thought there were some houses for sale, but wasn't quite sure which ones. So which led to that he wasn't a real estate agent. And
so why did he offer that information? How did the exchange go down?
I just pretended I was out looking at the front of the houses. So I waited. I saw him park. I waited till he walked around the house and then just walked around the front of the house looking creepy myself, actually, you know. So I tried to do my best, but and then he came out and then I confronted him and talked to him, and you know, that's the way it went down. And so after that I went on the I went with my sister at night for a stakeout. And
that's awesome.
And just so you know, right there. You heard him right. He went on a stakeout.
Yes. I did.
And now the what you're forgetting, the one detail that you forgot that was most intriguing about your conversation with that dude is he has the conversation and the guy says, yeah, I don't think there's any houses for sale. I don't know. There might be. Well, Frankie walks around to the other side of the house and on the doorknob is a realtor's key box.
A lockbox.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So the guy's like, I don't know. But the house that he's visiting is secured with a realtor's lockbox.
Right. And he's going in it every single day from a different entrance, but he's been going in every day.
Weird.
Okay.
So Frankie, now we're up to Frankie's stakeout.
Okay. But here's the weird part. Like, I'm not really sure if he actually goes in the house, because the way Whitney's house is you can't really see if he goes inside the house. You just see that he walks behind the houses.
Okay.
So I went and got the real estate agent's name, and I called her, and real nice lady. And she was like, oh, are you talking about the guy in the silver BMW? I was like, yeah, that's him. She's like...
Now, how did that conversation go? Did you tell her that you're with Colin from the Bird Show, or did you?
No, first I called and asked about the house, and then she said, we just took it off the market today because of some other townhomes down the street. They're waiting for them to sell out.
Okay.
So, and then I asked her, then I said, you know, I'm calling for a friend who lives in the neighborhood and sees this guy every morning. And we're just wondering, you know, what the deal is with that. And she said that, you know, are you talking about the guy with the silver BMW? I'm like, yeah. And she said, you know, I think he goes behind the house and feeds the feral cats.
No, he doesn't. He deals drugs.
Oh.
He's a serial feral cat feeder.
Come on.
That's it?
Really?
He feeds cats?
You know, I really don't believe it. She said she was going to ask him straight out. And when I walked behind the house the first time when I was...
Did you explain to her that we've been doing this on the radio for 2 weeks?
No, I did not. She doesn't know anything about
us. Okay, well,
you're
going to need to tell her to come up with a better story.
So is this established that there anybody lives in the house?
Nobody lives in the house. The real estate agent owns the house.
So he's going randomly and filling up a bowl of cat food for random cats in the neighborhood?
Now, I've walked around the back of the house and I have not seen any bowl or any cat food or anything like that. And when I walked behind the house to see the first time I saw him walk... I did not see him down anywhere, so I'm not buying it.
See, and look, if you have ever dealt, if you've ever dealt with stray cats, and if he's actually feeding stray cats, then they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and it is a horde of cats that will show up. And so, if there's no evidence of any bowls, and there's no evidence of any cats. Then
you didn't see any cats when you did your stakeout?
No cats
and
at all.
Yeah,
and
you
Whitney
would.
Has never seen him carrying cat food
Nothing.
Under his arm
he
or
never
a box of cat
anything.
Food or anything.
Huh.
So that's crap.
Maybe it's in his pockets of that leather coat that he wears.
But I just think that you would see, cats will gather where there's food and you would see cats there
why,
if he was feeding them.
Why did he adopt that neighborhood to feed like stray cats? It makes sense.
If I'm not mistaken, Whitney, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, Whitney did fill us in on a detail that car does, that the owner of that car lives nearby. So it's not like he picked a random neighborhood out of nowhere. He does live nearby the house.
He lives
where
on
he's
the other
him.
Side of the fence.
Okay.
So weird.
Whitney, do you have anything to add to this?
I just think it's weird because I don't see random cats around here. Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with Melissa. Cause
and
our,
why
our,
would the real estate lady make up something for this guy?
See, that's where the mystery comes in. And
but if the real estate agent...
Sit on it!
The real estate agent and the dude, the strange dude, are having sex for 5 minutes every day.
No, they're in cahoots together somehow if she was making up an excuse for
I
him.
I agree. Which is why
weird.
I want to find out what's in the house.
So what's your next step, investigator?
I think I'm going to dress up in a cat uniform and come out of the woods and, you know, just meow.
At this point, can Frankie just go up to the guy and go, look, here, and tell the truth? Here's the deal.
No, because what if it's shady? What if it's dangerous?
Shady, yeah, that might put Frankie in danger.
Well, the real estate agent, no, I'm not in danger. But the real estate agent did.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
a little dude?
You can take this cat.
No, I mean, he's tall, but he's skinny.
You got him.
I got
you got
him.
This.
I got
him. Leg whip this
I got
guy.
Him. Yeah, just go for the ankles. Go for the ankles. The real estate agent did say that. What did she say? She was trying to make excuses for who the guy was. So that's what it
weird.
Seemed.
It did
really,
say, so you were thrown off by the conversation. Seemed odd to you.
This gets
very
weirder.
Odd. Yeah.
Weirder.
The covering of who this dude is now from the real estate agent is the next piece of it. Weird,
oh my God.
Man.
Now the whole city is just curious.
And she did ask who my friend was that was asking about it. And I was like, she'd rather remain anonymous. So, yeah.
Now, I think what the obvious next step is to look for a set of numbers, like the loss numbers, 4, 8, 15, you know, whatever that set of numbers is. Or a hatch or a polar bear.
That's it.
Because that's the
or plane crash.
That's
we're,
the road we're that we're headed down.
We're 2 weeks into this, and I don't feel like we're any closer
we're
to
not.
Knowing
we're
who
not.
This guy is than we were.
We're a lot closer if you think about it. I mean, we, at least we know some things.
Hey,
we'll find out the rest.
Can we? You got to set up a camera.
Ooh,
you've got to set up a camera and just put it where he walks, so nobody has to be there,
that's
and just
good.
Film and see what he does. That's the next step.
Can I still do the cat uniform?
If you want, Frank.
Yes,
you,
honey.
If you already have the uniform.
If that's your thing.
Is that why you keep rubbing up against my leg?
No.
Doing the
meow.
Is that why you just did the figure eights underneath Wendy's legs, just back and forth and rubbing up against them? Well, Frankie, we do appreciate your effort. And we do admire your tenacity. And this will not end until you have the answers.
Absolutely. I enjoy it.
And not only the truth and honest answers, but the answers you like.
Choose your own ending.
If he's feeding stray cats, that's not enough of a story for Frankie.
No, I spent too much time for him to be a feral cat feeder.
Yeah, give us some answers, man. Yeah.
All right, Whitney, we will we'll keep you posted if we find anything else. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. People are calling up now. They don't believe. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Yeah. You don't believe the real estate lady either?
Well, I don't believe her, but I don't think she's doing it like in cahoots with the guy, because I think she's just trying to cover her own butt. If she goes, I don't know what he's doing there. You know, she looks like a moron, and she's obviously got stake in this place because she wants to try and sell it at some point.
That's exactly right. Yeah, she's the real estate agent on it, so she's getting a percentage. Right. So it's to her benefit that she doesn't tell anybody that there's a really freaky guy that shows up every single day. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, no worries, everybody. Frankie is on it. The Bird Show is now really curious.
Weird.
The Bird Show.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.